From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says stunting prevention from pre-marriage period important. Minister Suharto Manoarfa affirms government prepares 32 trillion rupiah to repair regional roads. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has emphasized the importance of efforts to prevent stunting from the pre-marriage period, such as by ensuring that prospective brides and grooms are physically and mentally ready. As reported by Antara, President Jokowi, after opening the 2023 National Working Meeting on the Family Development, Population and Family Planning Program and the Stunting Reduction Acceleration on Wednesday, pointed out that the problem of stunting is how to prepare for pre-pregnancy and during pregnancy. This is important so that in marriage, it must be seen whether those who want to get married are really ready both physically and mentally. The Indonesian government has prepared a total budget of 32 trillion rupiah to improve regional roads in districts, cities, and provinces in a bid to improve connectivity. This was affirmed by Minister of National Development Planning, Head of the National Development Planning Bappenas, Suharto Manoarfa, at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He also stated that according to the target in the National Medium-Term Development Plan, the government is looking to increase the percentage of regional roads throughout Indonesia with adequate conditions to 65% from the current 42%. The Directorate General of Water Resources of the Public Works and Public Housing, PUPR Ministry, is targeting to complete the construction of 13 dams in several Indonesian provinces in 2023. This was conveyed by Director General of Water Resources at the Ministry, Jarod Widiyoko, during a hearing with Commission 5 of the House of Representatives, or DPR, on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. He also remarked that the 13 dams include Keroto and Rukoh in Aceh, Losimeme in North Sumatra, Karian in Banten, Cipanas and Luwi Keris in West Java, Jelantah in Central Java, Pamukulu in South Sulawesi, Ameroro in Southeast Sulawesi, and Sidan Dam in Bali. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno on Wednesday outlined a number of achievements of the tourism sector in 2022, such as the number of foreign tourist visits exceeding the government's maximum target. As quoted by Antara, At a working meeting with Commission 10 of the House of Representatives, or DPR, on Wednesday, he pointed out that as of November 2022, international tourist arrivals had reached 4.58 million, while the most optimistic target set by the government was 3.6 million. The number of domestic tourist visits also reached the target of 633 million. In addition, Indonesia managed to rank 32nd out of 117 countries on the World Economic Forum's Travel and Tourism Development Index 2021, released in May 2022, ahead of Malaysia and Thailand. Taliban ministers have told a senior UN official, Martin Griffiths, that they plan to draw up new guidelines to allow Afghan women to work in some humanitarian operations. As reported by BBC.com, Martin Griffiths told the BBC he had received encouraging responses from a wide range of Taliban ministers during talks in Kabul, even if last month's edict banning Afghan women working for NGOs is not reversed. With Afghan women playing a crucial role in delivering aid, there is concern the ban is endangering urgent life-saving humanitarian operations in the country. UNESCO's representative to Vietnam has hailed the nation's success in connecting its tangible with intangible heritage and reaffirmed that the UN agency will boost collaboration to serve Vietnam's sustainable development. As quoted by Voice of Vietnam World VN, Christian Manhart highlighted Vietnam's competitiveness for tourism, which he said lies in its rich and exceptional culture and nature. At present, Vietnam owns 8 World Heritage Sites and 14 intangible cultural heritage elements, which show the huge potentials, he said, adding that Vietnam is very successful in connecting tangible with its intangible heritage. Iran imposed sanctions on Wednesday, 34 individuals and entities from the European Union and Britain in reaction to similar measures they have taken over Tehran's response to months-long protests. As reported by VOAnews.com, Tehran's move comes 2 days after the European Union and Britain place another round of sanctions on the Islamic Republic, which has been rocked by protests since the September 16th death of Mahsa Amini. Amini, a 22-year-old Iranian Kurd, died in police custody after being arrested for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. The foreign ministry pointed out that the sanctions imposed by Tehran include the blocking of accounts and transactions in Iran's banks and the prohibition of visa issuance and entry to Iran. Well, listener, that's the newsline. From Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Teten Mas Duki, along with Indonesian Ambassador to Switzerland and Liechtenstein, Mulyaman Haddad, inaugurated the Indonesia Trading House, or ITH, which is located at the Pasar Indonesia store in Aargau, Switzerland. In a statement received last Tuesday, Minister Teten Mas Duki gave high appreciation for the efforts to establish ITH in Switzerland because this opens up opportunities for Indonesian micro, small and medium enterprises to enter the foreign markets. Minister Teten also paid attention to the use of digital market platforms or marketplaces for marketing Indonesian MSMEs products and connectedness with ITH networks, Indonesian diaspora and domestic markets. Minister Teten also remarked that there are many MSMEs products that ITH can collaborate with, such as those sold at M-Block, Post-Block and Sarina. The government is also pushing the sale of spices so that they are no longer selling spices. Minister Teten further said that the inauguration of the establishment of ITH was a follow-up to the signing of the establishment of ITH, which was officially signed by the chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Arsyad Rashid, on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum event on May 24, 2022. Ambassador Mulyaman hopes that the inauguration of the Indonesia Trading House ITH in Aargau, Switzerland, can be a door for the flow of Indonesian products, both food and non-food products, to the Swiss and European markets. Ambassador Mulyaman also expressed that Indonesia must think about and take advantage of Switzerland's opportunities as a doorway for Indonesian products to the European market, especially by utilizing the issue of tariffs in the Indonesia EFTA-CEPA agreement. Meanwhile, Deputy Chairpersons for Coordinator 1, Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Yuki Nugrahawan Hanafi, said that this ITH is the first in Europe and will continue to be developed. He also appreciates the support from the Indonesian Embassy in Bern and the Indonesian Ministry of Trade. Yuki Nugrahawan also hopes that there will be a joint solution regarding the issue of quite high logistic cost. The Indonesia EFTA-CEPA agreement that has been reached also needs to be put to good use, especially regarding tariffs.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on January 26, 1934, when the German-Polish non-aggression pact was signed. The governments of Germany and Poland signed the German-Polish non-aggression pact on 26 January 1934. From the pact, Germany formally recognized the national boundaries between Germany and Poland. The pact also aimed to end the customs war, which damaged the economic relations of both countries. We move to the next event in 1952, when the World Customs Organization was established. The establishment of the World Customs Organization, WCO, on 26 January 1952 was an important milestone in the history of world customs. The history of the WCO began in 1947, when 13 European governments that were members of the Committee for European Economic Cooperation agreed to establish a group of inter-European customs unions based on the principles of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, or GATT. In 1948, this group formed two committees, namely the Economic Committee and the Customs Committee. This Customs Committee became the forerunner of the Customs Cooperation Council, which was inaugurated at the convention in Brussels, Belgium, on 26 January 1953 and was attended by 17 representatives of European countries. The first meeting in January 26 was the basis for the inauguration of International Customs Day. We end today in history with the event in 2001, India's earthquake. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.7 hit western India and parts of Pakistan. Centered in Bhuj city, Gujarat, the earthquake killed most of the residents who were preparing to celebrate India's Independence Day. The earthquake occurred at 8:50 local time. It killed between 13,000 and 20,000 people, including 18 in southeastern Pakistan, injured more than 167,000 others, and destroyed nearly 340,000 buildings. More than 550 aftershocks occurred through March. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Forever.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, Maritime Affairs and Fishery Ministry sets target of seagrass and mangrove in blue carbon ecosystem. Director General for Marine Space Management at the Maritime Affairs and Fishery Ministry, Victor Gustav Manopo, has set the seagrass and mangrove in the blue carbon strategy. In a workshop about blue carbon strategy to achieve the nationally determined contributions, NDC target and carbon economic value implementation observed online from Jakarta Tuesday. Victor said, in total, there is 1.8 million hectares of seagrass. According to Victor, the seagrass ecosystem in Indonesia is able to absorb 790 million tons of carbon CO2 with a financial value approximately $35 billion. Meanwhile, the 3.36 million hectares of Indonesian mangrove ecosystem can absorb 11 million tons of carbon or CO2 with a financial value around $66 billion. As the executor of the climate change mitigation and adaptation in the maritime sector, the Maritime Affairs and Fishery Ministry attempts to expand the sea conservation area into 30% in 2045. Based on the data in 2022, the Indonesian maritime conservation area was only 28.9 million hectares of 8.7% of the Indonesian territory. Victor also stated that by expanding the ecosystem into 30%, the seagrass and mangrove ecosystem in the conservation area can absorb around 188 million tons of CO2 equivalent. Another effort done is through coastal and small islands management policy, the strategy that manages the marine space, including setting the blue carbon reserve and the coastal ecosystem management zone. That's My Indonesia.
I could stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Every now and then I'm insecure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Whoa. You're so fine, being on my mind, get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound, whenever you're around. You're so fine, being on my mind, get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound. Nervous every time, and I can't. get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound whenever you're around. You're so, so, so fine, be on my mind. Get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound whenever you're around. You're so fine, be on my mind. Get nervous every time, do, do. You're so fine, you're so fine, you're so fine.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Jakarta Museum. Listener, if you love photography and like aesthetic photos, you may visit Museum of Jakarta as your next tourism destination. The museum, which has been open since 2018, presents rooms with unique, colorful, and Instagrammable backgrounds. When you visit there, you can express yourself in the form of photos, videos, and colorful works of art. There are a lot of fun activities you can do while visiting, including roller skating or roja, painting or mopane, and mini golf or golf by moja. Listener, at Roja Museum, you can go around the exhibition area by roller skating or roller blading. If you are not good at roller skating, you don't need to worry. There is a handle that allows you to keep moving around on your roller skates. There are also Instagrammable photo spots there. Although the room tends to be dim, it's still artistic. Then, at the Golf Museum, you can play golf with friends or family. Inside this vehicle, there is a mini golf course which contains 11 holes. This vehicle is surrounded by colors that refresh the eyes, so it is perfect as a photo background. Besides the last vehicle, mopane is suitable for those who bring children, because there is a room where you can express through doodles. You are free to create paintings and doodles with existing brushes and paints. A raincoat is also provided so as not to get splashed with paint. Listener, for you who want to visit, Moja can be found in two locations, namely at the Gelora Bung Karno Complex and Pancoran Pantai Indah Kapuk. The museum is open every day from 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. local time. Boja only serves online ticket purchases on the official website www.mojamuseum.com and direct purchases on location. Well, listener, that was The Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku. Hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener, Indonesia Travel Fair 2023 will be held again at Kota Kasablanka Mall, Jakarta, from 17 to 19 February 2023. The Indonesia Travel Fair event is supported by the Indonesia National Airline Association, or INACA, in collaboration with Raja MICE and the Asian Tourism Association, or ASEANTA, and Bank BNI as a partner bank. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, appreciated this event, which is expected to further encourage domestic tourism under the umbrella of the Proud to Tour in Indonesia program. so that it can strengthen the target of achieving this year's domestic tourist movement of 1.4 billion. The Indonesia Travel Fair will be in living with various attractive programs, and it becomes an effective means of promotion for the public. The chairperson of INACHA, Denon Prawira Atmaja, explained that some of the attractive programs include special prices for flight tickets, not only from scheduled airlines, but also from non-scheduled airlines. These airlines offer tickets at special prices for non-scheduled flights, both for corporations and for individuals, using fixed-wing and rotary-wing aircraft or helicopters. Meanwhile, Deputy Chairman of INACHA, Arif Wibowo, said that INACHA member airlines will provide better special ticket prices to visitors compared to other travel fairs. In addition, there will also be merchandise, lucky draws, door prizes, and free tickets for visitors, which will be given out at certain events, such as during a talk show on the sidelines of a travel fair. ASEANTA President Eddy Krismadi is optimistic that the Indonesia Travel Fair will be a success and can be a start for organizing a larger travel fair for the Asian region. He also remarked that the Asian region, especially Indonesia, has great tourism potential, which can be sold to the world community. With the support of good air transportation, ASEANTA hopes that Indonesian and Asian tourism can increase even more. The 3-day travel fair is targeted to reach 20,000 visitors with direct sales of 40 billion rupiah. And this ITF is the final stage of the 2022 INACHA Festival Series of activities, which consists of webinars, risk management training, golf tournaments, and general meetings of members. That's Michelani.
Negatif biar jadi yang enak lu. Ayo coba freeze, harus lebih dingin. Peace, tolong didamain. Oh, cheers, tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit, kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata, lihat dirimu. Tak masalah, gapai mimpi.
And I stick to the plan. And I don't give a damn. No need to worry, we gonna be.
Siap ambil papan. Bila mereka tetap dengan ku, tetap maju ke depan.
I don't give a damn.
We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of Voice of Indonesia. In today's music corner, I'm going to present you a song from one of Indonesian divas, namely Ruth Sahanaya. Many of the songs sung by Ruth Sahanaya became hits. One of them is the song Tak Kuduga, which is included in the album of the same name released in 1989. This album received the best-selling Creative Pop Album Award at the BASF, now renamed Anugrah Musik Indonesia Award, in 1989. In September 2021, the song composed by Erwin Gutawa and Lulu Gutawa was released by Erwin Gutawa in collaboration with young singer Yura Yunita with a modern version. Here is Tak Kuduga, sung by Ruth Sahanaya.
Ingin kenyataan pasti.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
dear listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.